My name is Chisholm O'Farr. I'm a senior player personnel associate for the Cleveland Browns. Playing football at Princeton was an incredible experience. The tradition that they have at the school there was kind of second to none. As being in the birthplace of college football, it's like that's where it all started. So there's a lot of cool tradition and a lot of people that you meet kind of along the way that it's unique to the school and unique to the Ivy League. It was great on the field and off the field. You feel like when you left, you got a lot out of both of it. I knew that a life in football would be something that I would really enjoy. I didn't know, like, to be honest with you, when I was in college, I didn't really know what a scout was. I knew that there were people who did that job and who were talent evaluators, but I didn't know what it entailed, like, on a day-to-day in a specific level. But around my junior year, I think I noticed, like, at practice, there were scouts starting to show up. And luckily, there was a scout by the name of Joe Ortiz who worked for the Baltimore Ravens. I met him when he came to my practice, and we kept in contact. And then when I was done playing with the Ravens, he was one of the key guys who was able to get me involved working in the front office. When I worked for the Ravens, Ozzie Newsome was a guy I looked up to a lot as far as somebody who's been there and had success, and kind of the longevity that he's been able to have is very impressive. One of them is the guy in the picture behind me, is Paul Warfield. He was here when I first started scouting, and he was one of the guys that you kind of looked at and you're like, if I just do things like Paul, you know, on, you know, kind of work and then socially and inside the building, then things are going to be successful. I do think that coming from a player perspective, there's certain things that you see and certain things that you feel and a certain sense you get for situations and making those evaluations that you might not have if you hadn't played the game. Ray talks about the wisdom of crowds. I think, you know, in the grand scheme of things, having as many people in the room with different opinions and different backgrounds, I mean, I think that's how you get to the right decision.